Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken here, Fight Bananas. How's everyone doing? Tuesday, September 5th. A lot to get into. It's a UFC pay-per-view week. It's a game, bread, bare knuckle, MMA week. I cannot wait. I will be there live in building Jacksonville, Florida, Friday. Cannot wait for that. Lots to get into, guys. Fight Bananas, a huge week for us. Three post-fight shows we got tonight for the Dana White Contender Series. We got Friday night for Jorge Masvidal's game, bread, bare knuckle, MMA. And then, of course, Saturday night, UFC 293, Israel Adesanya, Sean Strickland, fight for the UFC middleweight championship of this world. So a lot to get into, but you know, we've been doing it for a couple weeks now. At least I have been doing it for a couple weeks. I love getting one topic, 10 minutes, and really kind of going all in on it. So that's what I'm going to do. We've been doing mostly on audio. I'm a podcast guy, audio guy, but we're starting to do it a little bit more on video. You guys been liking it, trying to get more in the YouTube world of it. So here we go. We will do a lot of Izzy. We're about to turn the page. This is the last day. Yesterday was Labor Day. I like doing it on Monday. Labor Day. Kids were off. It was a kid day. We had a good ice cream day. Let's just say that. Maybe too much ice cream. You know, ice cream for lunch and a little bit for dessert. So yesterday, turning the page. But let me go a little bit on UFC Paris. I know Ciryl Gane won the main event and, you know, impressive win on him. We usually do positive. We usually talk about the winners and moving forward on the winners. But something struck me, right? And we keep on saying this. There's so many analytics that we see on the back end of Fight Bananas. We are blessed beyond belief that we see, we see all the shares and the likes and the comments on our social, especially Facebook, Instagram, but especially on Facebook. We have a ton of traffic. We're doing millions on millions on millions each day. I think last month we hit over 150 million reach. You know, when we post 10, 12 times a day, that's a lot. Like, we are seeing a ton of traffic on our Facebook page. So we are seeing a ton of highs and a ton of lows on what we post on our page. And it's wild to see what hits and what doesn't, what gets positive reinforcement and what gets negative traction on socials. And I'm just going to, the topic of hand is Rose Namajunas, Thug Rose. So I guess I'll start with the story. I was personally there live in Jacksonville, Florida, around what, two and a half years ago. It was the first show post-COVID, if you want to say, post the corona, whatever you want to say, right? It was the first show, packed the arena. They sold every ticket in that building. It was awesome. It was an incredible show, by the way. It was main evented by Usman and Jorge Masvidal. It was triple main event. And on that show, Valentina Shevchenko was on that show. And the co-main was Thug Rose versus Zhang Weili. And when I tell you guys, me personally, I've been to Super Bowls, NBA Finals, World Series, WrestleManias, Daytona 500s. I've been lucky enough to have been to a lot of high-level events, especially sporting events. I've been to amazing concerts. I've been to a lot of really cool events. I'm an event guy. I love sports. I love events. And when I tell you, when Thug Rose head kicked Weili, that pop, and when I've told so many of my friends and you know, fight people that I talk to all the time, that roar, that ovation was probably, and I still say this, the loudest ovation I have ever heard. And not even that the loudest, it was the longest pop I've ever heard. So she gets she gets the head kick knockout, and it's the, like everyone, you know, it's that gasp when you see that. It's like, oh my, you know, it's that loud, like, wow moment. And then it turns into cheers. You turn into loud. You see your buddies. You're all like, oh my. And you start clapping. You start yelling because you know you're in this moment. And then it just keeps on going. She's jumping. She starts getting, she starts feeling it. And then you start getting excited for her. Then Dana's in there. She gives the title to her. And then she starts getting, like, you start cheering for that moment. I'm telling you, for 2 minutes, it was a roar. You know, when Simba does, when the...
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You let me hear you roar, right? That moment, The Lion King. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a dad. That's what my first thing was in my head. That roar for 2 minutes was probably one of the loudest roars I've ever heard in sports history. Like I said, Daytona 500, Super Bowls, WrestleMania, all these loud, historic moments. That pop was amazing. And at that time, where I'm going with this is Rose Namajunas, in a weird way, I'm trying to think of like where I was getting this. So she just lost to Fiora. And it's so weird. I never, she didn't get arrested. Like, I know the Carla thing was bad, right? But she lost the fight. Like, she lost to Carla. She didn't say anything awful. She didn't, flick anyone up. She didn't, do anything really bad or disrespectful. Her downward spiral or trend or whatever you want to say. Let me get water. I got a frog in my throat. I feel like she was pound for pound best female fighter in the world. She was the queen of the strawweights, like whatever you want to say. And not even that, her popularity. She was like Thug Rose. Like everyone loved, I felt like Thug Rose, Rose Namajunas. Like she was everyone's favorite female fighter. And there was a lot of young females on the rise in the strawweight and the flyweight divisions and stuff of that nature. But Rose Namajunas to me was like almost untouchable. And guys, that was only like 2 years ago. She's only lost 2 mixed martial arts fights. She lost to my dear friend Jillian the Savage Robertson in a grappled match. And it just seems like she lost to Carla and maybe one of the, it's like deemed one of the worst fights. It's the worst, title fight in the history of the sport. And then she just lost. And that was a good fight. But I've seen through our socials, like she is so, I don't want to say hated because that's too far. But people are like, she doesn't have a weight division. Like people are so negative on her. I know she just saw a live. I saw a lot of like BS on her socials on that. Like people are like, what does she do? Where does she go? What fight does she fight next? Like Tatiana Soares is next in the strawweight division. People are like, does she go back to strawweight, try to fight Wei Li? And where does that go? Flyweight, like, is she done as a flyweight? Like, if she can't be Ferrari, Aaron Blanchfield, guys, the champ, Valentina and Grasso, does she have a chance in there? Like, what does Rose Namajunas do? Like, if I would have told you 30 months ago, like, is Rose done? Like, you would have, like, that just wouldn't comprehend, right? It's almost like Israel Adesanya right now at his highest peak, like, he's almost untouchable. If I would have told you, 2.5 years from now, like Izzy's out of the UFC, like you would have been like, no way. Like he's the best middleweight in the world. And he went up to light heavyweight already. Like he's already kind of maybe talked about it. It just seems really like odd. It's like, wow, I did not see this forthcoming that 2.5 years ago, Rose Namajunas, one, just wouldn't have a place, wouldn't have a weight division, and then two, just be unpopular. Like, she was the co-main event of a UFC Paris show that had no buzz, and then she lost, and then, like, I'm telling you guys, through at least Fight Banana socials, she was, like, disliked through our socials, and I didn't see it. Not through me. I'm still a huge fan of Rose Namajunas. I don't know if you guys are, if you guys want to comment on it. I'm going to put this on the podcast, like I said. I just did not see this downward spiral, this downward trend. Did not see it. This like negative left turn of Rose Namajunas' career. I just really did. She was, to me, the most popular UFC fighter on the roster just 2 years ago. And now, I don't know if she fights again. Like, I don't know if she fights again in the UFC. It's pretty wild. I did not see this coming. I do not know what's next for her. I'm pretty shocked. A lot of things don't shock me in mixed martial arts, especially, fights shock me. Because if Sean Strickland knocks out Israel Adesanya, we're going to be like, yep, that's MMA. That's MMA for you. When Sugar Sean O'Malley did that to Sterling, that's MMA. We joke about that, but, it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild to think about how high she was just with her popularity. And just a few short months later, just 2 years later, just two fights. It's not like she hasn't won on a Tony Ferguson losing streak, guys. Two fights. One was a championship fight, and one was a co-main event against an undefeated UFC, top-ranked fighter. It's not like she's fighting on prelims against no names. Like, she's fought two great girls. Like, unbelievable. But, there we go. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. I don't know where it's coming from. If you guys have anything in the comments, let me know. Rose Namajunas is just downward and popularity. One thing I've kept on seeing, especially in her live, was a lot about Pat Barry. I don't know, guys. Let me know what you think. Rose Namajunas, what's going to be next for her? What's going to happen? Let me know. Guys, like I said, a lot's going to happen this week in Fight Bananas Land. A lot of things. Three post-fight shows. Make sure you check out the Contender Series tonight. Dana White's Contender Series tonight. A lot of stuff. We're going to be live, boots on the ground for Jorge Masvidal's Game Bread Bare Knuckle MMA live in Jacksonville, just up 95 north here for us for Fight Bananas. Cannot wait to get there. And then that's Friday night in Jacksonville. We'll be there live, boots on the ground. And then, of course, Saturday night, UFC 293, Israel Adesanya, Sean Strickland, the UFC Middleweight Championship of the World. Talk to you guys soon. We're out. See you guys.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.